So nice being here and seeing old friends that some of them just seem to always show up when there's need. And that's the truth. There's great need here this year with our Hunger Free in the D. Last figure Marie gave us was $115,000, which is great. Thank you for that. And then that'll be matched by the Chalani Family Foundation, which means we still have plenty of room to get more money and still make the match. Your $25 donation equals 50. 50 equals 100. You know how it works. And it means a lot at a time like this. It also means a lot when we look around and see the people who help us. And that's the two guests that are standing by right now at the end of my table. And it's great to see our old friend Tom Middlebrun, the executive director of the National Electric Contractors Association. We affectionately call them NECA. And you'll notice I'm wearing my NECA shirt that you gave me last year.
You look very handsome this morning, Paul.
Here's why I'll be wearing it every day. Somebody said, that shirt really makes you look thin. It'll be on me all the time now. No one will take this shirt off of me. And also friend Jim Peltier, assistant business manager of Electrical Workers, IBEW, Local 58. I feel you can't have one without the other.
Good morning, Paul. You got that right.
Nice to have you. Absolutely. And by the way, guys, thanks for having me out. I can't remember what the occasion was, but I was out at your training facility. And I can't believe the training these young men and women get at this facility to get them ready for these excellent jobs that they can get when they're associated with you guys.
Well, we were very happy you were out there, Paul. You know, your wingman, Frank Beckman, had been out there several times.
Right.
And broadcasted from there. So we're very glad you got to see what he was talking about all these years.
And he was very much on your side, as am I, and especially helpful when we see everything that is out there. It's just astonishing to train these kids, and they walk into a spectacular job right off the bat.
Absolutely, and I would like to take an opportunity, as soon as you brought up the training center, Paul, to let people know that today is an opportunity for people to go on our Detroit EITC.org website, and they can apply for our low-voltage sound of communication classification. So if you're interested in that, today's the day.
What makes today special? Is there like a deadline, or is you have to do it today, or what's...
It's one day for this particular classification.
I got you.
You got it.
All right. So EITC website.
Detroit, EITC.org.
Detroit.EITC.org. Okay.
You got it.
That's great news. That's excellent news because these are really good jobs with really good pay.
For sure. Absolutely. And our members, on behalf of Paul Van Oss, our business manager, and the members and families of IBW Local 58, we're extremely happy to be invited back and to participate in Hunger in the D again, along with our partners, Tom and Nika. And we know that there's a big need in our community. I was listening to your broadcast on the way in, Paul, and you guys have mentioned you were talking to Tom Chalani about people who are employed but aren't making enough to be able to purchase things today, right? So we like to refer to them as the underemployed, right? So there's a need across the board, for sure.
Well, there is.
To be a part of it.
It isn't people who have no job at all. Oftentimes, it's people who are underemployed.
You got it.
And who face the same problems. And there are more and more of those people now with inflation the way it is and everything else. So good for you, Jim Peltier, the Assistant Business Manager, Electrical Workers, IBEW Local 58. And I only was half-joking when I said, Tom Middlebrun, that you can't have one without the other, kind of like at a Michigan game when they play the two songs. What is it, Sean, the Hawaiian War chant? And what's the other one?
Seven Nation Army. Is that the other one that they do?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I can't remember. What is the other song that they always...
Mr. Brightside.
Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't remember that one. But anyway, the point is, I never see either of you without either of you. So it's always a great partnership, IBEW Local 58, and NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. Tom Middlebrun, how did that happen?
Our partnership, Paul, has been going on for well over 100 years, and we can't have one without the other because, you know, our contractors get hired by the customers, but we can't do the work without our skilled electrical workers.
So when you were there 100 years ago and celebrated this thing, it must have been... I couldn't say with a straight face. It must have been fabulous. But I'm so glad that that's continued 100 years.
Absolutely.
Yep. A little over for Jim. IBEW's been around about 100 and...
About 131 years.
Oh, my.
Yep.
I think Nika's a little bit behind, about 120. So.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, it's great. And you're getting... Because when I was there, I saw a bunch of... I'll call them kids. I can call them kids. A bunch of young people who were there. Young men, young women who were bright-eyed and ready to go and learning and knowing that they were on their way to a spectacular career that would lead to six-figure earnings.
Absolutely. That's our crown jewel over there. And as Tom said, we can't do it without each other. We jointly, you know, administer that our facility over there, and they are great wages and benefits, and we can't do it without that school.
So how did you guys get involved in Hunger Free in the D? You remember?
Well, it all started a long time ago, and I was telling Jim this story when I first met Tom and Dario. Of course, there was golf involved, but that, you know, that it worked out to be very fortunate. And of course, as things progressed, you know, they do fabulous things, Tom and Vicky and Dario, with Hunger Free and the D, Cars and Cigars, and of course, Nika and IBEW together are fortunate enough to support, you know, Helmets and Hard Hats with a Heart, our veterans. Habitat for Humanity. We live and work in this community, and we want to be participants.
And you both have been participants in lots of different charitable ways. This happens to be one of them. We think of it as one of the more important ones when you consider what Capuchin Soup Kitchens and Gleaners do day in and day out, and the number of people they be sure eat properly. They are certain to help them with meals, as well as shelter and a whole bunch of other ways. So it's not a surprise that Tom Middlebrun, Executive Director, National Electrical Contractors Association, NECA, and Jim Peltier, Assistant Business Manager, Electrical Workers, IBEW Local 58, are doing this. By the way, before I run out of time, I want to mention that Jennifer, your Jennifer, I say, was a very fine recipient of one of our Women Who Lead for this year. So Friday, she got a special acclamation and award as the school, the 12th school of Women Who Lead.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I just wanted you guys to know, and I think you should call her after the program.
Well, I would like to say we're very proud of her, but most of all, we're very fortunate to have her with us.
I would say both.
Absolutely.
You should be proud of her, and you are very fortunate to have her. That is the truth. Anything else in the 30 seconds we have left? Anything that you want to get out there that I... didn't ask you about or whatever?
No, I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully everybody stays safe, has a good one.
And I would just like to thank Tom and Vicky and Dario and the team at WJR for everything you do for all the charitable organizations in our great state of Michigan.
Thanks for that. We appreciate what you're doing. Tom Middlebrun of NECA and Jim Peltier, IBEW Local 58. As we continue on this very special edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR, call us right now. Be a part of all of this. 855-315-FOOD, 855-315-3663.